This will really soak up. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. That's a good soaking rain. Then they refer to it as a mist, not a downpour or a heavy rain. Mm-hmm. This okay. is just reference the way I've heard it yep. quoted.
And then the white stuff that you can't see through is?
It's all clouds.
Well, on the ground.
Oh, fog.
Yeah, and if it's that kind of day, you say it's a...
Oh, it's real foggy. It's real foggy. Mm-hmm.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, then you're having a...
Oh, you got a dry spell. You refer to it as a dry spell.
If it's even worse than that, if it hurts the crops?
Yeah, you just the crops. As the expression now is, well, if we don't get a rain in the next few days, our crop gonna burn slop up.
Burn slump up?
Slap up.
Slap up?
That was an expression I've heard used number down. Slap, and where they got that word.
Uh-huh.
When they say it's going to burn up, it's going to burn slap up.
Uh-huh, I like that. Would you ever use the word drought or drouth?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that?
Drought.
Okay.
Well, we've had a couple of those, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. this last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No rain hardly at all. Yeah. Then we've had rains where you refer to... You mentioned different types of rain where we just had a flood. Mm-hmm. We refer to it as a flood. There's words of that. Well, Lord, you didn't hear that rain last night, man. It just flooded everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Every expression. The reason I use that, I think where that expression comes from, I hear that here within the city, like talking about, man, it flooded last night. Something else. What do you mean flood? You didn't come down 18 feet, man, the water's 3 foot deep.
Mm-hmm. So they really mean
they call
flood.
It flood.
Well, that's...
Well, you know,
3 feet of water, that's
water out of
water.
The banks, you know. So
yeah.
It's still a flood. It's out of the ditches and
mm-hmm.
the drains.
Mm-hmm.
They refer to it as flood.
Yeah. How about a wind? If the wind has been gentle and then it's gradually getting stronger, the wind is
mm-hmm.
is doing what?
Could be, might be blowing up. See how they express that. It may blow up, I see what it is. It may blow up a... Yeah. Yeah, listen to that. May blow up a storm. May refer to it as blowing up a storm. Mm-hmm. Where did I get that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you mean blowing up a storm? Well, I've heard him express that. Say, mm-hmm. blowing up a storm, that don't make sense, you know, really, to me.
Yeah.
Blowing up a storm. We continue to ride the wind, get a little worse. Man, it looks stormy outside. We better hit the storm shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I've heard these phrases used. This is what you pertain to, I guess.
Do they have storm cellars here?
Oh, my God, yeah.
For the
since
tornadoes?
The tornado,
yeah.
It become a thriving business here for a year
gosh.
Or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they take these big septic tanks, you know,
mm-hmm.
2,000 septic tanks, and
mm-hmm.
they take them and break them into them, put every case of doors and make an inner line on them, and of course, four or five people get them,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
and they
mm-hmm.
stick them on the side of the hill. There's a lot of that here, ain't
mm-hmm.
here. I don't know about your place.
All right, if it's just the opposite, if the wind has been strong, but then it's getting lighter, what would you say it's doing?
The wind is subsiding.
All right. And on a morning when you went outside and you didn't quite need your coat, but you might need a sweater, you'd say it's a little...
Chilly.
Anything else?
Brisk.
Anything else?
Quite cool.
All right. Anything like airish or snappy or...
Yeah, snappy. Now I've used that myself.
All right.
Quite snappy this morning. Mm-hmm. Just right for a jacket.
Okay. And if you go outside in the winter and there's a light coating of white on the ground, not snow, you'd say we had a...
We had a light frost.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything heavier than a frost?
Mm-hmm. Heavier than a snow.
Well, are there different types of frost? Different degrees?
Well, I'd say yes, there is a difference in frost.
Hmm.
But as far as an expression, that I can't really express it.
Did you ever hear of a Jack Frost?
Yeah.
What's
I
that?
I started to quote that. Well, that's just only my interpretation. It's just an expression of a Jack Frost, which is you'll have a frost in extreme, in this part of the country, humidity is so high, you'll have like a complete snow on your rooftop
mm-hmm.
all the time. And they call that a Jack Frost because it's almost frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is called from heavy humidity coming.